بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: يسروا ولا تعسروا، وبشروا ولا تنفروا. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: ما خير رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أمرين قط إلا أخذ أيسرهما ما لم يكن إثما، فإن كان ثم إثم كان أبعد الناس منه. ومن تقى مسلم لنفسه في شيء قط إلا أن تنتهك حرمة الله فينتقم لله تعالى. These two narrations are both found in Bukhari and Muslim Sharif. We read it understanding that this is the chapter of kindness, of calmness, of tolerance. So the beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is yassiru, simplify, make things easy. وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا, don't complicate, and don't make things difficult. وَبَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا, and give people glad tidings. وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا, don't chase people away. A person wants to accept Islam. So we tell him, you know, you have to have circumcision done. Otherwise, you cannot come to the masjid, you cannot accept Islam. Now what are we doing? We are chasing the person away. This is a real life situation. 2-3 weeks ago, I met a person. He says he wants to come to the masjid, but this is what he was told, that because he's uncircumcised, therefore he can't come to the masjid, he can't learn deen. So we are chasing people away. That is one example. A youngster comes to the masjid. He has a very wild hairstyle, for example. He has gel, wild hairstyle. Comes to the masjid. And we start shouting him, where's your topi? How can you come to the house of Allah without a topi on your head? So that youngster, he was just inspired at that moment to come to Allah's house. And at that moment, we don't realize that the approach we used turned him away for perhaps forever. I met one youngster. He said, Maulana, teach me how to read Quran. I said, okay, no problem. He was about 19, 20 years old. He said, Maulana, I was on the brink of kufr. I was on just the line of Islam. Because the two people in my life, they abused me. He said, one was my father and one was my ustad. They abused me to the point where I felt that Islam is a very terrible religion, very bad religion. That's why I couldn't learn Quran. He said, now I want to learn. Allah Pak saved him, I want to learn. So how we deal with people, the whole chapter is about being tolerant, having the right approach. They say, Moka Shanasi or Mardum Shanasi. We look at the time and we look at the person. Time, occasion and the person. Sometimes we want to correct someone, but we're correcting them in a way that we're embarrassing them. How we're embarrassing them? Standing outside the masjid, the whole crowd of people are listening and we correcting the person. Hazrat Maulana Shabir Ahmed Uthmani, Maulana Ilyas Patel Sahib, Tamul Barakatum, he always mentions this, ke haq baat, haq tariqe ke saath, haq jazba ke saath, be asar nahi jati hai. That if a person is saying the haq, he's talking the truth, but he's talking it and saying it and conveying it in the right way and right manner, in the sunnah manner. And he's doing it with the right intention, haq jazba, the right intention behind it, then it will definitely have an effect. It will definitely have an effect. One person, a pious person, met him and he said, now this man is coming, I got an afro hairstyle, I got the latest bell bottoms, I'm standing here, I'm in the times, and now this man is coming and he's going to now take off with me, he's going to tell me this and that. So the person came. He came there and he stood with him. And he never asked him anything like that. He asked him, who's your father? Who's your family? MashaAllah. Yeah, I know this one. I know that one. He said, but that company of his, I jumped in the car. And I don't know what happened in my heart. I'm taking the CDs, music CDs, cassettes, whatever it was in that time. I'm throwing it out of the window. The effect of the man's company. So sometimes the heart, what's in the heart, even if you talk, our elders say, a person talked something worldly, but because the heart was burning, with Allah's love and with worry and concern for this brother, that suhbat, that effect of the company, had an effect on him. How many times we find a person says, a certain masjid, I heard this personally, I used to go and the brothers never used to greet me. The imam too never used to greet me. Everybody got a stiff back, very stern face, and I don't feel like going there. And then I'm going to another masjid. Why? He says, because there, I'm an ordinary person, but the ulama are greeting me. I feel so honored. Now Maulana is greeting me. I'm coming there. So how we approach situations, how we deal with people. So, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Yassiru, make things easy, wa la tu'assiru. Sometimes we're traveling. Look at both the hadiths. So we can make things difficult, we can make it easy. They say we be hard on ourselves and easy on others. Be hard on ourselves, easy with our family, easy with our companions, especially when traveling, when living together. Give glad tidings, don't chase people away. So look at the second hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never given a choice between two things, except that he chose what was the easiest of the two, as long as there was no sin in it. When he had the choice of two things, for our children, for example, they need some, for example, some recreation, some outing or whatever. So I'm hard on myself. I want to, for example, be on in i'tikaf, for example, in the house. I'm not talking about Ramadan now. I'm just saying we want to be secluded. But for the children's sake, for the family's sake, they need to free their minds a bit. So I will look at where I can do something in a way that it is not sinful, but in keeping their sentiments. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raced with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. He had a race with her. He told the Sahaba, go forward, no sin. He said, let's race now. Because he's keeping in mind that she's young. She had friends. They had toys that they would play with the friends. She had the friends. Their friends would come home. And as long as it wasn't sin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed it. At one occasion, they were doing some training or something in the masjid, some activity. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed her to look over his shoulder to look at that activity in the masjid. So as long as there wasn't sin, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed. I'll be hard on myself, but I will be easy with others. And if there was a sin there, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be very far away from it. He would be the furthest person from it. And we say today, anything doubtful, anything that's doubtful, we must be the furthest away from it. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took revenge for himself in any matter. Unless it was that Allah ta'ala's sanctity was being broken in that. Allah Ta'ala's law was being broken. Allah's sanctity was being broken. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take revenge for that, according to the law of Islam. But otherwise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam personally for himself, he always overlooked people. So these are beautiful, beautiful qualities. We make dua Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities.